It's Mpumalanga's best music on Rise FM with Zama Jobe, African Girl, and you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with Fezile Manzini. Now, in the spirit of celebrating each other as women, njengoba kuyi Women's Month, I'm celebrating yet another phenomenal woman. I'm talking about a United Nations Woman of Distinction Award recipient, Mrs. Mahlatsi Virginia Mdluli. Now, the interesting part is that she's a mother, a wife, minister, certified life coach, NLP practitioner, and founder of Solidus Group, to name but a few. So this is a woman who I believe has proven to us that it's possible. I don't know how, but we're going to find out from her. Where does she get the strength? Good evening.
Good evening, Osebile. How are you?
I'm good, good. Welcome to Rise FM Evenings. And before we even get into much, congratulations, Mag. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Congratulations. It's a big deal. A global award is not anything small.
Yes, it is. It is. It is. It's a challenging big deal, though. Mm, yeah. Mm. Thank
and
you.
We want to find out what's wende njani, but we'll get into that. Kona kona la. Nathi, we have people amongst us. Labangatsinza bandule kashani mhlaba wonke. It's a beautiful thing, but we're going to get into that. Asisicale kuthenini sikwati kabandi. Kuthi, where were you born and raised?
Okay, so I was born in Zanin, actually, in a small village. It's no longer very small anymore, but called Rasikororo, Makgaung. Mm. Yeah, so I was born there and I was raised there, but I eventually went to boarding school at the age of 11, 12 in Polokwane. And yeah, in Mokopane, then I went and furthered my studies in Emalahleni, and that's how I'm more a Mpumalanga girl now because I've been in Witbank for 20 years plus now, yeah.
Yeah, I think that qualifies as, is it provincialship? Because, hey, we've had issues about nationality. Are we a qualifier? 20 years in Ningwa, like I.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely.
Now, I'm aware that you do quite a lot, but what qualifications do you hold?
So I studied IT at Tshwane University of Technology. Mm. And I think by the time I finished my third year, I was immediately going into business around about that time. So I started business very early in life. I partnered with someone who was already in the space, and for some reason I found myself in the engineering project and construction immediately. And so what I did was I continued to rather do short-term courses because that's where I was. So I did both projects administration, and I continued to do other industry-related courses like your NEC contracts and FIDI contracts, because that's what I was now working with.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one that I'm sure a lot of ladies were looking forward to is the next one, to say, please take us on a quick journey that led to the United Nations recognizing you and awarding you with the UN Woman of Distinction Award. How did that come about?
So because so I'm the founder and CEO of Solidus Group. So Solidus is a group of companies. It has different divisions. So the engineering division is the one that kicked off first. And it was able to sort of give birth to the other ones. Mm. However, I met, UN women, they are a global champion for gender equality. And one of the biggest things that they advocate for is women to have income security, decent work, and economic independence. So what I was advocating for in my organization was mostly giving women priority in management positions. And one of the biggest things I did was also partner with people like GE, General Electric, to do a lot of community work, you know, in and around Emalahleni. Mm. So because of all of that collection of work that I did, after 2020 COVID-19 setbacks, There was a time when I was feeling like, oh my God, I'm losing a sense of who I am, because so much had changed by that time. And in my quest to finding, myself again, I went on a self-discovery course, and I met my mentor, who is Dr. Nelly, and she happens to be the UN ambassador for Africa. And that was just a God divine, literally appointment, because, how I even met her is just too miraculous. And what she did was just, get to know what I do, got to understand where I was. And as we defined a new path in some of the areas that I wanted to change going forward, she just said, hey, wait a minute, you have so much evidence on what you've been doing, even impacting women. So I want us to try and really just submit your name. And that's how I was recognized as the woman of distinction in New York.
Wow. And that's in all honesty, you do a lot. I don't even know how, because, just mentioning some of the things, you are always constantly working on yourself, developing yourself. And for someone who already has a lot on their table, as women, we are guilty of giving to others, giving ourselves away, but not leaving anything for ourselves. So it's also something that I'm noting to say, in as much as we are giving to different industries and the roles that we play, it's equally important to give as much back to ourselves. You mentioned faith. You are a woman of God, a woman of faith. And when did you know that you had a calling to minister, if I may ask?
So I got born again when I was 12. And for some reason, I just had this clear understanding that God was calling me to something bigger than just myself. And what happened was I experienced a lot of failure in my life. And when I say failure, I mean a lot of things that went, a lot of curveballs, let me put it that way. And I think I've even mentioned to you that I believe in redemption, in the story of redemption. And I believe we are all a product of redemption. Jesus came for exactly that. And so in my work in ministry, as I grew older, I found out that God was using my story to bring redemption to so many, but also to say to people that even when you fail, it becomes some kind of a feedback. It's not necessarily your final, judgment. So I went through so much that when it comes to marriage, family, all of that stuff got me to a place where I was now active in ministering to women, especially in blended families, because I'm in a blended family myself and I grew up in one. So God has been using that history of mine to minister to women who have decided to get married with children and are getting married to men who are coming with children, coming from other relationships or marriages. And we're trying to build a family that is solid for those children, a family that is solid even for yourself and the destiny that God has for you. So I've been working with a lot of women in that area, and I co-founded that with my husband, and he does the same with the men. So we usually work with couples that are in a blended family to just try and show them the story of redemption that they themselves are writing in bringing, in coming together to build a family, a structure that will build a bigger community that is healthy than to have broken children that are fatherless, and some are just, in single parent homes maybe that are not necessarily supported the way they should be.
And I love that you speak about your destiny needing to be in alignment with that, because I feel sometimes we build our careers, we achieve a lot in our professional lives, and then we overlook the fact that when you do decide to settle down and choose a partner, they must be in alignment with your values and principles. So you can't be one person professionally and then you come home, you're living something that's totally opposite. Those two become a great challenge for you. So
that is so true.
With all of that being said and you sharing your personal journey, what message do you have for women, since it's Women's Month?
Yeah, so what I have for women is, I want to tell you, like, I'm going to repeat this, like my mentor always says this, that failure is really just feedback. I believe that, you know, failure is meant to help us build who we are supposed to be. It's part of our destiny. It's part of the predestined path that God has put for us. So don't look at it as something that says you must pause and just never know what to do with yourself. And try by all means to reinvent yourself as much as possible. Go back, go and see a mentor, go and see a life coach. Let someone help you retrace your steps to a point where they can try and help you define a way forward. And I think that thing is so important, so that we know that we are not just building careers or businesses that will end tomorrow, because now we have businesses that we are, you know, they're sole owned. So accountability is so little. So it ends up not being sustainable. So put yourself in a position where you're able to be accountable to someone, so that you're able to define a future that is going to just grow from where you are and be sustained at a level that is higher and higher, because we are called to that.
I'm inspired. I am sitting here thinking, I've been letting myself down a lot. There's a lot that needs to be done. So thank you. Thank you for availing yourself. Thank you for sharing. I hope that the listener is as inspired as I am. And please do enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much for having me, and enjoy your evening too, Fezile, and your listeners.
All right. That is the United Nations Women of Distinction Award recipient, Mrs. Mahlatsi Virginia Mdluli. Ngitsimene bafati. There's more to life. There is more to life. There is so much that is still worth fighting for. So mangabe mhlambe you went through the worst and you've given up on yourself. O mangabe you've been prioritizing the wrong things, especially since iqala umnyaka. Ngithi mina kusalungiseka. It is possible. And this is evidence because somebody shared their testimony. Because when you focus your energy on the right things, each and everything that happens for a reason. It's Monifa. Nobody's body. Guraz FM.